it had MDC colors, and it was led by the leadership of the MDCT. And even when they sought the permission, they did not make any excuses about it. It was for the MDC to make a point in terms of the national issues that they needed to make. And I think we respect that. I think as Zimbabweans, this is the multi-party democracy we've been crying about. In other countries, this happens. The EFF demonstrates on its own. The DA demonstrates on its own. But when there are issues for us to unite, or when there are activities for us to unite, a common platform to organize, to prepare the dates, will be done, and all of us, we will participate. As you know, in our ranks, we have people like Solomon Madzore and so forth, who have spent more than 3 years in jail because of this ZANU-PF regime. And these people have seen it all and done it all. We are not scared of this regime at all, at all. We have fought against it, but we know and understand that in these gatherings, in this assembly for fighting for democracy, there is a time for everything, as it is said in the book of Ecclesiastes. There's a time to join, there's the time to watch, and there's a time to act, and so forth. So we need to be organized in that manner.
So, Mr. Chizi, PDP decided not to come.
I can certainly say that it was an open invitation, particularly to those organizations that have been participating in the National Electoral Reform Agenda Platform, and also organizations that have been participating in the Zimbabwe National Agreement Platform. These platforms have been bringing together political parties, labor, the church, and civil society. So that was where the general invitation had gone to. And I'm sure that PDP has not been participating in those platforms. Those kind of issues are issues that are supposed to be bringing us together. And I can say that PDP in itself remains quite critical as a player in terms of the agenda of bringing in the opposition political parties together and facing the same agenda and ensuring that Zimbabwe becomes a democracy again. So it has been an open platform. Like I said, my God, Jacob has also said it was exclusively an MDC event, which would also give an opportunity for the other comrades.
Mr. Mafume, so do you think that maybe in the long run you may work with the MDCT, you know, in terms of bringing democracy in Zimbabwe? Because as far as people are concerned, your kind of views and the MDCT's views are not too different.
Yes, I think working together is the best option, a grand coalition. What we need is to quickly move away from words to action. I think we have spoken a lot about working together. It is now a chorus. Now we must not only speak, but we must be seen to be working together. So to be seen to be working together, it's actually doing joint activities, working on joint platforms, and targeting the same issues and developing strategies. So definitely in the near future, it is my fervent hope and prayer that we are guided by the Lord and by our wisdom to quickly work together through actions and not in words.
So, Mr. Chizi, if the two parties can work together, you know, on any activity, why are you then divided? You know, because it seems as if you are wasting people's time, right?
No, Nkuli. We are not wasting anyone's time, but we also understand that we can't underestimate the issue that there is a history behind the situation that we find ourselves in, especially the political parties themselves. So even when people are saying they want us to come to work together, they also have to put caution. But critically, it is understanding the issues of why people have to be working together at a particular time. And the moves that have been happening, like I said, that there is a platform called National Electoral Reform Agenda, where political parties are coming together to deal with issues of the electoral reform. There's also this Zimbabwe National Agreement Platform, where people are talking issues around the economy, your women's affairs, youth. You talk about natural resources, you talk about governance culture. All these things are issues that we definitely finally would bring organizations together. So really, we do not want to rush into certain things that will end up affecting the byproduct that we want. What we want is to get the best of output from whatever political initiative that we might actually want to do, so that we might not build on something that will crumble.
Mr. Mafume, in conclusion, do you think that such demos play any role in terms of transforming society?
Everything is a beginning. As an event in itself, it mustn't be an event, but it must be a process. I think for all those people who believe in the non-violence mantra, like us, that was spouted by Mahatma Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, and Martin Luther King, I think passive forms part of outward expression. But what it needs is it needs sustained action. One issue is that people must avoid getting caught in celebrating an event for itself. What we must be able to do is to make sure that these are mobilization points. It is a way forward, it is a plan of action, and it is a program of action, so that we are not caught in an idea of celebrating, meeting together and going away. This is not a church event where the promised thing is in heaven or after one is dead.